two friends taking pictures of the rising full moon on a summer night.
Two teenage kids doing what teenage kids do.
When a stranger with a gun and a death wish changed everything.
It was violent, it was senseless, and I will never understand it, I will never accept it.
I'm Amy Donaldson, and unfortunately, we're all too familiar with stories about how violence shatters lives. But what we rarely see is how they are rebuilt. In a new podcast, The Letter, we relive tragedy, but only so we can hear the rest of the story. The struggle to reclaim lives, the realities of grief, and the possibilities of forgiveness.
I believe in miracles. Sometimes I thought, there are no miracles. Yeah, there are, and this is a big one.
Follow The Letter at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Utah's best athletes count on flexibility, speed, strength.
And the Jazz pick up their 22nd assist.
So they count on University of Utah Health.
Brielle Soleil puts this game away.
And so can you. Leading doctors, a world-class environment, award-winning innovation, care to be great.
14 unanswered by the Utes.
University of Utah Health, caring for Utah's best and yours. Schedule your appointment now at uofuhealth.org/care to be great.
KSL's unrivaled, the teams you live for, the sports you love. Scott Mitchell and Alex Keery on KSL News Radio.
All right, welcome back, everybody. KSL's Unrivaled, Alex Keery and Scott Mitchell. Thanks for hanging out. Download the podcast today, wherever podcasts are found. As we go along in the program here, Scott, there are some things that have caught our eye today in the world of sports. Florida's Governor Ron DeSantis has made a comment that is right along with what is also being said in the state of Arizona, and that is the state of Florida and the state of Arizona are open for pro sports business. Here's what he had to say about all of it in a press conference.
Professional sports are going to be welcome in Florida. That may not be the case in every other state in this country, as we've seen. And so what I would tell commissioners of leagues is, if you have a team in an area where they just won't let them operate, we'll find a place for you here in the state of Florida because we think it's important and we know that it can be done safely.
Look, they do spring training in Florida and Arizona every year.
Yeah.
And they certainly have the facilities to really handle, right. You know, I mean, of course, we think about football specifically.
But they're talking about, these are talking about no fans. Right. So what does it matter? You have a pro ballpark that you don't even need to fill. It doesn't have stands that are like the stands at Yankee Stadium.
You could have two NFL games at Miami Hard Rock Cafe Stadium or in Jacksonville or in Tampa.
Well, they have
Orlando has, it has a 65,000, a nice stadium, the Citrus Bowl. You could play it at any of these colleges.
Yeah, but the stadium's already set up. Look, the George Steinbrenner Baseball Complex in Tampa.
Yeah,
that's a pro stadium that seats like 10,000 people, and because you're not going to have anybody there anyway, except for like
Disney
essential
World,
staff and
Disney
everything,
World
it doesn't matter.
Disney World has baseball stadiums.
Yeah, I mean, look,
the Atlanta Braves have their spring training at Disney.
Right,
it's an awesome facility.
This can all work.
An awesome facility that could be full of no one.
Right. This can all work and. Now, they're telling them it needs to follow guidelines that are, local disease control, of the states and federal mandate-wise. They have to follow all that. So the question is it irresponsible to say, when all these states are trying to figure out how to get this thing going, and then Florida goes, well, just come here, dude.
Florida,
we got it going.
Florida, look, they opened up the state. They had all those spring breakers on the beach. They haven't had this massive epidemic like they had in New York City or New Jersey, and Florida is the fourth most populated state in the country, behind New York, Texas, and California. I mean, there's a lot of people in the state of Florida. A lot of people visit the state of Florida, and Arizona. Is a good location. Maybe not so much as far as the facilities and the expanse of facilities, but. Certainly, Arizona could handle, could handle football. It could handle baseball. I mean, a significant number of those teams. It's going to be hot in both these states right now. So, you know, I mean, that could be an issue. I mean, you know, it's 115 degrees in the desert in the summer. I don't know how you would do all that. But it certainly, and again, they claim that hot weather actually helps with the virus and helps curtail it. So being in a warm location in some of these places may not be a bad idea at all. And of course, you're not going to go into it and just kind of crazy and not, you know, not show some kind of precaution. I'm just going to go back to the conversation we had with Ben earlier that, you know, if these guys have issues and they're probably not the demographic that's going to have serious side effects from this illness and having these players around in this herd, you know,
herd immunity or whatever they're talking about,
how to deal with it would, you know, I don't know that it's a bad idea. And it's probably kind of like what happened with Rudy, only the other way. All of a sudden, this thing just starts unwinding. They see that UFC didn't have major issues. Golf starts not having major issues. And I'm not saying they are, they're not, but then you're just going to – it's just going to be that snowball effect in the opposite direction of these leagues unwinding. And we'll see where it happens, because I think the big scare now – and I hate this whole – we're in this fear mindset about all this, but the big scare is we let too many people go too early, and then we have a second wave of this, And then I think it's scary. But I guess if you have a second wave of it, you slow things down again. I don't know. You know,
right.
I just don't think you can live in fear and live quarantined for the rest of your life.
So, Major League Baseball, the NBA, and they said the NHL also part of this. I mean, where you can go, look, these teams could fire up.
Yeah, the NHL would melt, though, I think. Do they have a ring? I mean, they have.
Yeah, of course.
Well, they got Tampa Bay, and they have
Florida
Miami.
Wait. The Florida Panthers not a team anymore? Is that not a team anymore?
We're a sports show, right?
didn't they win something? Didn't they win like the championship or something?
But yeah.
For sure they have the Lightning in Tampa Bay.
And the Florida Panthers.
I think they can figure it out. But the problem is the rest of the league. So what are you gonna do? Let's say that, are you saying baseball, Major League Baseball could have all 30 teams
playing in
Florida or in Arizona?
If you don't have fans, you don't have to worry. You can turn games over quickly.
You all right? Everything's going to be okay. Scott's okay.
I got the COVID.
No, you don't.
Yeah, it just hit me.
You can't joke like that,
bro. It just hit me. I got the
COVID.
Like,
you can't be like Rudy Gobert.
I can't taste anything anymore. I've got the COVID.
You are the worst, dude.
Look. That's my point earlier. If you don't have fans in the stands, you have one NFL game, and an hour later, an hour after that game's over, you can have another one right after the game.
Back-to-back NFL games,
and all you have is you have a generic logo. You don't have team. You just have an NFL logo
in the middle of the field.
In the middle of the field,
right?
And the same thing with baseball. It's like holding a tournament. I mean, you could house, you know,
do you switch out broadcast teams? Does another broadcast team have to come in and go?
Depends on who's broadcasting, if you like them or not. you have the NFC and the AFC West in Tampa.
Okay.
You have the NFC.
And AFC East in Orlando.
Jacksonville.
Okay.
And then you have, like, the central teams in, like, Orlando.
You don't have to do that. You don't have to go that crazy.
And you know what you do? And Miami.
You don't do that. You do all the Western teams in the United States are playing in Arizona, and all the Eastern teams are all playing in Florida.
There you go.
So you have a couple teams at the Fiesta Bowl. You have a couple teams at Arizona's field or Glendale. Yeah, yeah. That's an NFL
stadium. You could have two in Tucson.
So you can have it figured it out. Yeah. Come on, hey, we're figuring this out for you. Football field the same length at a middle school level as it is at Pee Wee, or as it is in the pros. So look.
Except for Furman.
Furman only has an 88-yard field.
Eight-man football.
So I'm just telling you, this is something that, at the very least, is interesting, but it also does sound a little bit like, let's get this thing going, and there are a lot of people who are like, hold the phone. I don't know if we're ready. I don't know if I'm ready. I don't know if their team's ready. So if they could start immediately.
If you're a player, Alex, like if you had to hang out somewhere in the country, hanging out in a warm weather place, and I'm talking about during this, if you know, November, December, and you're a team from like Buffalo, you're like, heck yeah, I want to go and hang out for the whole season in South Florida or in Florida anywhere. Be happy to do that.
What about the college level, where you'll have full campuses that are closed, And then, but you'll have these, you'll have the ability to be able to, some schools are going to be able to make the decision to be open still in, or they're going virtual in the classroom, but still being able to open your facilities for games to be played without fans.
All right. I'm going to jump way away from sports right now, because something just hit me in the head when you said there's nobody on campus.
Right.
Take BYU now. It has 30,000 students, yeah, University sure. of Utah, somewhere like that. Why couldn't you now double your enrollment and have 60,000 and half of those people are online students? I mean, the massive revenue
about 100% of them being online?
Because you want that college experience or whatever.
You want to have that, yeah.
And maybe you switch it semesters. One semester you're on, one semester you're off. I don't know. It was totally, totally off topic, but it just hit me. College is a little different to me because the atmosphere, having the students a part of it, I don't know. I think it's a little bit more challenging.
Let's take our break here. We'll come back. We'll have our buy or sell segment to wrap the show up. Stay with us right here on KSL's Unrivaled.
2 years ago, Americans watched in horror as a crisis unfolded at the Kabul airport.
She was tear gassed and beaten.
Images of thousands desperate to escape Taliban oppression filled our news feeds. More than 80,000 Afghans made it to America. But the story didn't end there.
It was very cold. There was no power, no heat.
Who would help our newest neighbors? I'm Andrea Smartin. In Stranger Becomes Neighbor, you'll hear the stories of some remarkable refugees who left their homes and their dreams behind, only to start over from zero.
Their only possession was 3 blankets.
And you'll meet Americans who stepped up to help them.
You want me to come when you deliver your baby.
What can one person do in the face of an international disaster decades in the making? That's Stranger Becomes Neighbor. Find us at kslpodcast.com. Follow us on Apple Podcasts or anywhere else you listen.